Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation, and we're joined now from the men's golf program, head coach Steve Brown and Aiden Gavey. Gentlemen, thanks for being here with us today.
Appreciate you having us. Yeah, thank you.
Coach, let's talk first about, you know, what the scheduling looks like here, you know, with COVID and throughout all of this. What does training look like right now?
Really not much different than without COVID. I mean, obviously we have some restrictions on and procedures. We're cleaning the weight room a lot more than we used to, but you know, we're kind of on the same schedule. We're 5 days a week. We're 3 days in the weight room. We're out playing a couple of rounds a week, and then the rest of the time practicing, just, you know, maintaining our game and working to improve.
Aiden Gavey, if we kind of rewind to last year, this team was really hitting a stride. It was a first and 2 seconds to end the spring season before COVID brought things to a halt. But your final tournament of the spring down in Lubbock, Texas, you finished overall 11th. Did you feel like you were playing your best golf at that time of the year?
I think I got in a groove with the last three tournaments. Our team kind of got in a groove in general. I mean, COVID kind of ended that, but can't do anything about that, so you just got to focus on this year.
With so much talent on the roster and this team striving so well, did it kind of make you feel like, you know, I've got to pick up my game every single round because we have, you know, so much talent on this roster?
I think it was just more easy flow to the round. Like, you could have, like, trust that someone wasn't going to choke or something like that. So you just had, like, trust others on your team and just go out and have fun.
And, Coach, kind of along those same lines, you know, when we look at the results from last year, finishing second twice, winning one tournament in the final three before things came to a stop, I mean, was it safe to say that you felt like this team was peaking right then?
Oh, definitely. You could see, you know, we went down to Laredo that first tournament and kind of, I mean, we shocked the world. We didn't shock ourselves because we knew we had a good team, but, you know, we beat three teams that were ranked inside the top 20 at the time. You know, went out and lost to, finished second to Lincoln Memorial, who finished second in the nation the previous year. You know, and then down in Lubbock, we finished second, but the team that beat us was Western Texas Junior College team, which they're essentially a Division I JV team. So, yeah, we felt really good about where we were going. And the guy, you could just see the guys, you know, started to understand that, yeah, we're talented, and they were really working hard. We had some lofty goals, and I really felt like we were headed towards accomplishing a lot of them, and it was just a shame, you know. It was really a shame for us. It was a shame for everybody. I mean, I know, you know, all the teams out there were optimistic, and it was just too bad.
When you have a guy like Aiden Gavey back, though, and a lot of talent coming back, do you feel like we're able to kind of pick up a little bit where we left off last year and say, we're not going to negotiate our goals? We're coming back with the same intentions.
Absolutely. We discussed that. This is not like we're rebuilding. You know, we have the nucleus, the guys. You know, you look at our, in 3 years we've had three wins. They were all good wins. There's conference win, there was that win last year. There's three guys who were on all three of those teams: Aiden, Luke, and Gonzalo, and they've been, you know, kind of the backbone of this team. And they're here this year. We've added some really good talent, some hard-working players, and so we're looking at this year like, hey, we're just going to continue what we started last year and the years previous. Actually,
you've reloaded a little bit with the roster. There's six freshmen on this roster, correct?
And yeah.
So Aiden, for you being in this program so long, do you kind of look at that as an opportunity? Like, I get to have a say and some impact in molding these young players into what we're looking for in this program?
Yeah, I mean, I guess being a senior doesn't really feel like we're seniors, but we're kind of like the leaders now. So it's kind of like reversing the roles. But I think we have lots of depth this year, which is a good thing. So that should help us, if anything. So should be good.
And, Coach, when you talked about, you know, like the three wins over the 3 years, one of those being a conference championship, Aiden was a part of that team. How important is it to have guys in the program who can speak to that past success of this is what we're building here, and this is the tradition we're upholding, and be able to pass that message along to those new guys.
Oh, it's vital. I mean, when you get, you know, I mean, a player like Aiden, his freshman year, played in every tournament, and his and what a lot of people don't know is until the final round of the conference tournament, his score counted every time. And for a freshman to do that, and for him to, you know, be able to now as a senior and you know, share that with some of the freshmen. Yeah, and I appreciate, you know, the role that Luke and Gonzalo and Aiden have had in, you know, I lean on them a lot to kind of guide some of these freshmen, you know, in their work and at school and everything.
And if we rewind back to that conference championship just for a moment, Aiden, you shot a 5-under first round, which is one off of the school record. Going into that, did you feel like, you know, I can have this type of a round, or was it just one of those days where you just kept feeling good each hole?
Honestly, when you have a round like that, you never know when it's going to come. You just practice, and when it happens, and everything just kind of goes your way, and you can get a feel for it within, like, the first five holes, but you never really know it's coming, so you just get in a groove and just stay in the groove.
With golf being such a mental struggle of a sport sometimes, what does something like that do for your confidence going forward? Is it something you can look back on and say, if I could do it on that big of a stage, I can do it anytime?
Yeah, it definitely gives you a lot of confidence. Shooting 5-under is always good. At that point, you're just trying to shoot as low as you can go. So, I mean, you're not really worried about records or anything like that. You're just out there just trying to make birdies at the end of the day. So it's definitely fun to do it in a big tournament like conference, but it's fun to do it whenever, basically.
Coach, if we look back and we talked about the roster for a moment, and six freshmen, two junior college guys come in, even though you had such a very good squad last year, recruiting and bringing in new guys is always an essential part of it. Was there anything you were looking for during the recruiting process of who's here now?
Honestly, I mean, in golf, you know, most coaches just look at score, and you look at score, and you just, but really I like to look at guys who will come in and fit in and get along, be a good teammate. I've helped coach teams that were very successful, but the camaraderie and the chemistry wasn't as good as it could have been. And so, you know, I really try to just see if, you know, I had a good conversation with a coach one time, a guy who's won a national championship at the D1 level. And he told me, he says, you know, we get so few wins in golf. I mean, we might go a year, two, or three without ever getting a win. We might finish second 10 times, but you still don't get the win. So if you're going to get that few wins, you really want to be around people that you enjoy. And so, you know, and selfishly, I want to be around people that I enjoy coaching. So that's what I look for. Just guys who have some talent, who are coachable, who want to work hard, but who really want to enjoy the experience coming here and playing for the team.
Aiden, when you have, you know, so many newcomers that are coming into the program, what do you do to kind of build that team camaraderie and get to know each other and build those relationships?
Well, there's practice. I mean, you see them in the calf, so we kind of like eat together. We do other activities together. So yeah, you just play golf on the golf course and just do dinners. We've had a couple dinners, team dinners, so just small things like that builds the team chemistry, I guess.
And when there's no fall schedule, Coach, does it give a new group a little bit of time to kind of mesh, you know, together even more? Or do you kind of need those competitions to help bring that along?
I think both. You know, they've had a lot of downtime. I know they like to go play basketball as a team. You know, a lot of the international guys, the Europeans, like to get together and watch the, you know, European football, soccer. We just try to do some team stuff where, you know, partner them up. We'll do a competition here soon where they have to caddy for one another. So, you know, we just try to do things like that and just build a cohesive unit.
That sounds like it'd be an interesting event, especially with some youngsters on the team. So if you're caddying for one of these freshmen, do you feel like you're also, you know, more of a coach maybe than a caddy would be on a certain level?
Aiden loves to caddy. He loves that.
I mean, I think it's pretty fun just to caddy. I don't really take it all too serious caddying for someone, but it can be funny. It can be a good time, but I like to play. But caddy, I don't know. Just carrying a bag, just trying to be there. I don't really step in their way to coach them or anything. I just kind of carry their clubs and hand them the club they want, wash the club and put it back in the bag.
This program has had some academic accolades, and that doesn't come by coincidence or accident. Is holding yourself to a high academic standard something that you talk about with this group?
To be honest, school is important to all of us. We're students first and athletes second. So, I mean, we just try to stay eligible, get our classwork done, and then we can be successful on the golf course. So as long as you stay eligible, there isn't too many issues you can get in trouble with. So that's probably the most important thing, is just staying eligible so you can play golf and getting your work done.
And Coach, two Academic Achievement Award recipients for the 2019-20 season. I would imagine that's something that you're celebrating pretty big with those guys when those awards are coming out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's tough. You know, this school's not an easy academic school. And so, you know, our first rule on the team is go to class. And we found, you know, that's, you know, a lot of, I know in my college days, it was easy to, you know, skip class. But now it's, you know, you have to go to class. And that's what we stress. And there's been more than one time I've, you know, walked player to class. Not this year, you know, previous years, previous players. But, yeah, it's very important. It's something that, you know, you really, the most important thing as a coach is to see your student athletes get out of here with a diploma. And that's, you know, I really want to see that.
We know that part of the spring schedule most likely will include Laredo, a place where you won last year. When you go to a place that you've played before, Aiden, are you able to provide, you know, insight not only to yourself but to some of those newcomers as well, as to say, hey, I remember, you know, this hole plays this way or this green might do this?
Yeah, it's always good when you've had success, like even just during a practice round for the freshmen, whoever make the team and they haven't played there before, you can kind of just give them like insights on where to hit it and kind of like the best place to hit into the green. So there's definitely some advantage of playing somewhere you've been successful. So, I mean, you can teach a little bit, but it comes down to them wanting to kind of listen, and you just try and coach as little as possible. So just help them a little bit.
And Coach, while there is going to be some repeat places on the spring schedule, there's also some places you've never been before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And actually, Laredo, they've switched the golf course. It's gone from the Max Mandel golf course, which we played and won last year, to Laredo Country Club. They had some issues with the, the condition of the golf course last year, and so they're going to switch to the country club. But, you know, I mean, that's a switch for everybody. Max Mandel, that was the first time we'd ever played it last year, first time we'd ever seen it, and we did okay. So we're looking forward to go, and we'll check out Laredo. But, yeah, we're headed to right now the schedule is we'll be going to Texas A&M Commerce. Has a very good tournament. Very good field. And then we'll be going to Winona State is hosting where the regional tournament will be played. So we're going to go to that as well. And then our home tournament. And then most likely, Central Missouri in beginning of April. So.
And what is the number of competitions look like this year? We know that in NCAA Division II there was a reduction in maximum amount of competitions played. What does that look like this year?
Well, we were reduced from basically, you know, it's competition days. We were reduced from 21 to 16. So basically we were reduced from 10 competitions to 8. Originally we had planned on having 3 in the fall, 5 in the spring. Fall was canceled, so We have five scheduled. We're looking to, you know, possibly do six in the spring. I know I've talked, some coaches are planning on doing seven or eight, and that's a lot of time away from campus. I can't see us doing any more than six. So, and say right now we have five, so we'll see.
In past conversations with you, I know that you think very highly of a lot of the courses around here that you've been able to play and that this team has been able to be a part of. One of those, of course, is Bailey Ranch, where you just mentioned that the Hillcat Invitational will be once again this year. Tell us a little bit about that course and some of the things that you like about it.
Well, Bailey Ranch is owned by the city. They do a great job of promoting junior golf, college golf, golf in general. I mean, and the superintendent, I believe his name's Chris Cook. I tell you, they get up for tournaments. I mean, they love hosting tournaments. When we go out there, you know, unfortunately last year our tournament was canceled. The year before, though, I would say probably the best greens we played on. Definitely some of the fastest. The course conditions were superb. I mean, and just in a telling, and Whitney, Coach Whitney Hocut, and I set up the golf course. We wanted it to be kind of an easy, not easy, but we wanted the scores to be lower. We wanted players to go out there and enjoy it. We wanted teams to go, oh, we played well there, so they'd come back. We set it up. The maintenance crew went out there. I mean, I think they double cut and rolled the greens. They were rolling faster than any we'd played. Made the course very difficult, which was good. I mean, you want the greens to roll well, but just as a telling sign, I mean, our three victories have been, we shot 19 under at conference. In Laredo, we shot 12, 8 under, I think, in one. And at Bailey Ranch, we won as a team shooting 27 over.
Wow.
So that just shows how much more difficult that golf course was playing.
Aiden, whenever you're on a very difficult course like that, is it tough to keep mentally focused and mentally strong?
Yeah, you can get frustrated really easy. I remember Bailey, it was pretty windy. Greens were fast and firm, so whenever you combine wind with fast greens, it's always hard to hold the ball on the green. And it can be mentally draining, just making bogey after bogey. So you just kind of have to try and stay in there, not to get too frustrated. But it's very easy to get frustrated when it's playing that hard.
Even though you're essentially playing against the course and not necessarily the other players or other team, does it allow you to relax a little bit if you see other players struggling and say, all right, maybe I'm not playing as bad as I thought?
Yeah, I mean, every day when you step on the course, you can kind of get a feel for how the course is playing. I never really try to focus on other people too much, but you can tell by your own game how hard the course is playing. So if you know that, you just stay mentally focused and just try and grind something out. And at the end of the day, it's probably better than you thought, but just got to stay focused and grind.
And Coach, even though that Hillcat Invitational is so close to home geographically, it's not like you have an easier week or so leading up to that, right? Probably more work for you and Coach Hocut for the women's golf program.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of tasks that we have to do. We have to, you know, we try to get volunteers out there as spotters and shuttle drivers and, you know, various tasks like that. So, you know, coordinating all that. Thankfully, Dawn Tatro, our compliance director, she helps coordinate a lot of the volunteers for us, which is a huge, huge help. You know, our athletic director, Chris Ratcliffe, comes out. We also do live scoring, so we need, you know, 6 to 12 volunteers a day to take scores. A lot of tournaments have it where the kids, you know, the players input it in their phones after each hole, and that's distracting. You know, we don't like that. I know a lot of the players don't like it to have to do that. So we try to get the volunteers every three holes. There's a lot of work. A lot, you know, just course setup, having everything, the scorecards made, just it's a lot of work. Yeah. And you just have to kind of think of every imaginable, you know, event that might occur and prepare for it. And so far, you know, we've done okay.
Know that we're excited for the season to roll around when it finally does, and know that you are as well. But thanks for taking the time with us today, gentlemen, for talking about what's been going on in the off season and what's to come. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Really appreciate it. My only regret is I wish this was television so that everyone listening could see Aiden's mustache because it's, it's fantastic. So.
It's a doozy for sure.
Definitely.
We've got more to come here on Inside Hillcat Nation, but thanks to head coach for the men's golf program, Steve Brown, and men's golfer, Aiden Gavey. When we come back, we'll be talking with the women's soccer program here on Inside Hillcat Nation.